This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. Now, here's WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thank you. The Senate voted Monday to proceed to consideration of the 2014 Farm Bill. The bipartisan 72-22 vote paved the way for a final vote on the measure today. That vote is expected around 1:30. At the end of the week last week, there were some significant drops in the livestock market. I spoke with Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions to find out what happened.
Well, we saw an absolute collapse in the box beef market at the end of last week, and that led to sharply lower futures. As we started this week, we are trying to consolidate that a little bit because we've seen such big losses. And the futures market for live cattle is currently trading at quite a discount to the cash market. And so we need to be able to consolidate those losses here above support for live cattle at about the 140 area. We're seeing kind of the opposite thing happening in the in the lean hog complex, where futures are trading at quite a premium to the cash market. Now, the cash market is starting to stabilize. High beef prices are starting to send some business to the pork side. It looks like our carcass weights may be topping out, and so there are some encouraging early signs. We are also getting support from expectations that we're going to see a hole in market hog supplies in the weeks and months to come because of the PD virus, but thus far we really haven't seen that, so some caution is still advised.
So overall, a little bit of caution expected in the hog market. That's a good thing to keep in mind. And especially with the Illinois Pork Expo coming up here in Peoria, I'm sure a lot of people will be going to that to learn more about the PED virus.
Yeah, absolutely. That is a virus that's estimated to be affecting 40% of the nation's hog facilities and continues to spread. The recent data showing that we're expanding as fast as we ever have. So this is an ongoing problem that is really high risk for the pork industry. Our carcass weights are so high, though, that we're continuing to challenge the demand with a large supply, and that's what's been suppressing our prices over the last several months.
And since this primarily affects young piglets, we may not see this effect for a few more months.
Yeah, but we've been dealing with it for some time now. So based on the numbers and the reports, one would expect that we would start seeing that hole in supplies start to show up as we get toward the end of the first quarter of this year. That's what the market's anticipating.
Again, that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. Iowa State University has identified new strains of the porcine epidemic diarrhea virus. Pork Checkoff Director of Swine Health Information and Research, Dr. Lisa Becton, says efforts continue into finding the origin of this disease.
We're still monitoring for different types or strains of the PED virus because, the first strain that was identified had 99.4% similarity to isolates from China. So we know this is an RNA virus and that the virus could potentially mutate or change, but we also don't know where the virus came from. So researchers and scientists have been continuously monitoring the strains of virus that are in the United States, especially if there's a different presentation, say if it's not quite as devastating to a farm or if it's even more virulent, really just trying to understand, is there something going on out there that we're not aware of? And it's just one way that we can continue to track and monitor these viruses and make sure that we aren't seeing dramatic changes. And in this case, if there are some changes, then we can continue to do follow-up to try to find out where they came from, what does this mean, and what further investigation do we need to do.
For the pork producer, this news serves as a good reminder about biosecurity.
It really just reinforces the need to continue to assess and adjust biosecurity as needed, especially if you have anything that might be from a foreign country coming into your farm, whether that's a product, equipment, or even people. It's just really to evaluate that part of it. But then anything from within the United States, it's really applying a certain level of biosecurity to make sure you're not running the risk of bringing that virus onto your farm.
The Pork Checkoff offers the latest information on PEDV on its website, pork.org. Valuable biosecurity tips and the latest research findings can be found through this resource. That's all for part one of this afternoon's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
This is Wayne Schaefer, your country financial agent in Jerseyville. Farming is more than an occupation. It's a way of life. So when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You can't trust your farm protection to just anyone. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. So let us put 80 years of experience to work for you. Find out more about farm insurance from me, your country agent in Jerseyville. Give us a call at 498-5800.
Haul to Jersey County Grain's Hardin River Terminal and you'll save fuel, time, and headache. You won't have to fight traffic or wait in line forever either. Barge shipping rates are low and their prices usually beat the competition. Call Jersey County Grain in Jerseyville or Hardin or check their website for quotes at jerseycountygrain.com. You can also get daily grain bids by email or text message. See Jersey County Grain for details.
Hi, I'm Kristen Treese with M&M Service Company. Up until recently, the words convenient and financing didn't mix, but the FS AgriFinance program has changed that. FS AgriFinance enables you to secure financing through M&M Service Company for all your farming input needs. So not only do you save time, but your production needs and financial plans are all handled by people who understand your business the way you do. Ask about FS AgriFinance from M&M Service Company today. It's custom financing at your convenience.
No one seems quite sure where the legend of George Washington and the cherry tree started, but one thing is for sure. February, the month of Washington's birthday, is traditionally Cherry Dessert Month. Make your desserts even better with pure, natural, high-quality, farmer-owned Prairie Farms dairy products, topped with Prairie Farms whipped cream. For a healthy February drink, 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Farmer-owned.
Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms.
If fuel prices are costing you a small fortune, Area Diesel Service can help with 5 new Agricultural Diesel Solutions modules. Now over 400 applications can get up to 35% more horsepower. And these performance modules aren't just for combines, there are modules for light and medium duty trucks. Truck Edition modules will give your Powerstroke, Cummins, Duramax, Dodge, Caterpillar, and International pickups and work trucks increased horsepower and up to 3 more miles per gallon. Call 800-637-2658 or go to areadieselstore.com for more details.
February is Farmers Appreciation Month. This month, we'll take time to hear from various folks in the area about why they appreciate their local farmers and how they plan on showing that appreciation this year. Dave Pritchard of Kerberek & Breckel came into the station to update us on what is happening with the company and to share why he's enjoyed working with the farming community.
Yeah, Angela, probably the first question that many of your ag listeners will ask is, who the heck is Kerberek & Breckel? Last time we talked, a couple years ago, we were Pritchard Osborne, a local CPA firm, and in January 2013, we merged with Kerberek & Breckel, who is also known as KEB. KEB is a CPA firm with 8 offices around the Midwest. Home office is Springfield, Illinois. We joined up with them. Our St. Louis offices combined, and we moved from Clayton to the downtown office where we're located in the KMOV building. And the Illinois office here in Litchfield remained pretty much unchanged and certainly hasn't moved. They're a firm of about 150 folks with 8 offices and a relative exposure to agriculture, though we have become their ag group, and now all of the work that is done in the Litchfield office is the central place where the ag work takes place.
Now, you say that you are kind of central to the ag work that takes place at KEB. Can you just give an overview of how you serve agriculture?
We, Angela, started out years ago with primarily an income tax focus, and as the problems that ag organizations face have grown in complexity and size, we've added some consulting in terms of organizational development, and we do some finance consulting, and we also help farmers that are trying to see if they can't get that second generation a little more involved and figure out the right way to hand those farm assets down to the second generation and how management's going to take place as mom and dad get out of the operation and son or daughter or a combination thereof take over.
Management and finances and anything of the sort is intimidating to everyone on some level. Why do you think that it's a good idea to serve agriculture and serve farmers?
Well, there's a couple reasons for that. I guess the first one is we've always had a bent to get involved with organizations that are struggling to make things happen and want to reach out for help. Entrepreneurs and serving entrepreneurs and people who take risk has always been something that's been our passion. And really, there is no industry like agriculture when it comes to the number of different environmental things that agriculture producers have to manage in the course of a crop production year or a livestock production cycle. We love working with the farmers and farm operations, not just because they are entrepreneurial in nature and face a lot of high-risk situations and a number of different variables they're trying to control, but also because of the culture and because they're an group of folks that almost always are appreciative of your work and they're quick to say thanks. So there's a personal reward that we get from serving the ag producers as well.
You are right in that it's a sturdy bunch of people to work with the conditions they work. I mean, no one can predict the weather, and especially with the weather we've had lately with a wet spring following a drought year, it's been a rough couple of years for farmers.
Yeah, it's been a couple of tough years in terms of trying to get crop production, but from a financial standpoint, we've actually had some pretty decent results. And anybody who's been out and about the seminars and trade shows realizes that probably 2014 and maybe 2015 are going to be tough years from an economic standpoint as well. So we are looking at a lot of projections with our operations, and a lot of guys are looking at numbers that might even be in the red this year. And so taking a look at just how we put the budget back together in a way that we can at least break even or eke out a couple of bucks is going to be a challenge, and it's something that we've already started to dig in to at KEB.
I guess it's nice to know that farmers will have somewhere to go to now that corn prices are dropping. I mean, we're not going to be enjoying those $7 corn prices anymore. It's going to be more in the $4 range, and some are worried it's going to drop into the threes.
Yeah, it could be a little onerous in terms of watching markets this year. And, you know, there are not a lot of places you can get that money back out. I think a lot of guys are going to be taking a look at their inputs and trying to figure out if this is a year where maybe they draw down some P&K levels and maybe back off on some of the aggressive management practices in terms of later nitrogen application and other spraying that maybe could be marginal and produce marginal returns. But it's going to be a tough year to try to figure out just where to put that next dollar and how to harvest it back in a way that it's been put to good use.
Is there anything you would like to say to the farmers out there, to the farmers in our area?
I guess the biggest thing we'd like to say is thank you. We've enjoyed a wonderful relationship with the ag community. The ag community has been something that's supported not just our business, but a lot of the local businesses in a little rural area like the one in which we live and the one in which you broadcast. And so I think the biggest thing we'd like to say is thanks and best of luck on 2014 and beyond. And we appreciate the work that we've had and the chance we've had to serve some really good people.
Again, that was Dave Pritchard with KEB. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.